Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Kennedy shared something with us the other day. We have something new. It's called the Unfiltered After Show. We put up a podcast every morning at about 10 o'clock, and we run through four topics. Each of us brings a topic to the show. The other three don't know what the topic's going to be, and then we just discuss it. It goes up again at about 10 o'clock on iTunes and through Mix1041.com. And last week, I think it was Thursday, Kennedy shared this with us. Take a listen.
So I'm contemplating what to do on my vacation because we have vacation and we all have been told by the company we have to take it or we won't get it.
Yep.
So, but obviously, you know me, I usually get on an airplane and I go somewhere far away.
Right.
But I'm not going to do that this year.
Okay.
So I'm contemplating a great big road trip. Okay. Elvis is going to be in training that whole week. So I'll be on my own.
Okay.
And I was thinking of getting some kind of... like, not an RV. I don't think anything that. But you can get, like, a tiny one. Mm-hmm. You know, you could still sleep in. Maybe it doesn't have a bathroom, but whatever.
Right. Yeah.
And, like, go.
Okay.
Like, all the way out west and come back.
Okay.
But I don't know if I'll be able to stop to use the bathroom anywhere, A. I don't know which states would be okay to stop in and wouldn't be. But I wouldn't stay in a hotel because I'd be staying in my car.
617-931-1234. It is time to shoot holes in Kennedy's vacation plans and tell her why this is a terrible idea. And I'm going to go first, Kennedy.
Go on.
Because if you leave the state and you go off into some of those other states, when you come back here, you're going to have to quarantine for 2 weeks.
I have already left the state and I didn't quarantine for 2 weeks.
But you went to New Hampshire. It's okay.
What's the difference?
There's a big difference. There are states where if you go to those states and then you come back into Massachusetts, you're supposed to quarantine for 2 weeks.
Okay. Next.
So are you saying you wouldn't?
No, because I wouldn't be staying in places. I wouldn't be going to places. I'd be in my little RV, living my life in my RV. I might have to go to a 7-Eleven to get something to eat.
And let's be honest, I know plenty of people that have left the state and didn't quarantine for 2 weeks when it came back.
Like, it would be one thing if I got on an airplane and went to Mexico.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Then, of course, 100%. And I don't mind it. I mean, we have the technology. I could do it if you needed me to.
Right.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? I could be at the house and do the show. But
I know even when you leave the RV, you're going to be wearing a mask. I know you have hand sanitizer. You're the best.
The best
at
other people are the worst.
Right, but I'm taking care of myself. So, you know, theoretically speaking. And the idea was, you know, I sort of started mapping it out, you know, last week when we were talking about it, you know, trying to figure out how many miles can I drive in a day? How many hours can I be in the car? What can I stop? You know, cool little, you know me, I love that cool little roadside Americana.
Is stuff even going to be open, right?
Well, like, so Niagara Falls was the first place I wanted to go because I've never been.
Yes.
And it's not open for chores, but the park is open, which you can see everything and whatever. Most of the stuff I look at, Carson, is weird stuff that's just on the side of the road.
Sure, I got you.
Like, that's what I do.
The largest ball of yarn.
That is it.
Marianne is from Uxbridge. What do you think to Kennedy? Are you going to shoot holes in her vacation plans?
I am not going to shoot holes in it. It is the best vacation I ever... Well, I moved. I didn't take vacation. But I did sightseeing across the country. The only problem with going now is that things that you might want to see might not be open.
Yeah.
So what I would suggest is to go to AAA and get yourself a road map, because they'll tell you where construction is and everything, and they'll tell you what's open. They'll have a whole itinerary.
Got to get a trip tip.
Yes.
Absolutely. But they'll tell you where you can go, what states you can go into, what states you have to quarantine.
Right.
They'll let you know all that stuff.
Right.
But if I ever had to, when I quit and retire, which I hope will be this year.
Good for you.
I want to take another road trip cross country. It was the best thing ever.
I just want to go out west, man.
You meet so many great people. Right. You meet so many. You see so many things you never thought you'd
see. You're not allowed
see.
To meet people.
Yeah.
Yeah. But the one thing you got to do if you go out to the West Coast, you have to go through Carmel down to Big Sur.
I wouldn't get that far.
That's a long drive.
I don't think I can get further than than Wyoming.
Thank
probably.
You, Marianne. We appreciate that. And you know me. I love this life. This nomadic lifestyle, and I would be so happy to see you go do this. I follow guys on YouTube that this is what they do for their lives. They travel around.
I'm just trying
around.
To go somewhere I haven't been. Right. Like, I've done the East Coast 800 times.
We got a text from 774. What's the point of going to another state if you're not going to be able to do anything?
Well, I don't know what doing anything means to everybody else. Do you know what I mean? But for me, you know, again, there's the silly little things I'd love to see. Mm-hmm. I would love to see Mount Rushmore. I've never seen it before in my life. Mm-hmm. You know, things like this
you
that are
out west.
You
can't get in there right now because there's protests happening.
Well, you can see it.
Right.
No, you can't even get to it.
You can see
off.
It.
There's still things that she'll be
August.
Able to do. It's not
what
like.
What can I do? Do you know what I mean?
I know.
So anyway, like I want to go places I haven't been. And honestly, when you get that far out west, like just sitting in a parking lot looking at the amazing sky is pretty freaking cool. So a lot of the parks are open.
Yeah.
But
I think it's awesome.
I just don't know. I can't sit in my house for a week. No. Do you know what I mean? And I just don't want to stay here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
you know?
I get it.
I just don't want to stay here. I love it here, but I just don't want to stay here.
You need a break.
I'm worried about you driving for a week.
Yeah. That's another thing.
You make me nervous coming here.
Yeah. Who's going to give you insurance to drive something bigger
Shut
than what
up.
You already own?
Yeah, Kennedy in an RV is scary.
I've driven them many times before when we were in Memphis, didn't I? And I didn't wreck it once.
You remind me of that scene from The Hangover. But did you die?
Did you die, though?
As long as I don't have to back up, I'll be just fine.
Perfect.
Sorry, America. I'm only going one direction.
Oh, no, just as long as I can pull through everywhere. Do you know what I mean?
Yep.
Doesn't work.
Kennedy crashes into America.
Gosh, can you imagine?
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.